This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. NPR and National Geographic are spending a year traveling the globe to find out how climate change affects people. In Africa, drought and changing weather patterns are putting pressure on resources that are already scarce, food and water. Not surprisingly, conflict intensifies. For our series, Climate Connections, NPR's Gwen Tompkins visited northern Kenya. Here, people living on Lake Turkana have been fighting with their southern neighbors, called the Pokot, for ages. Now, climate changes in the region are making matters worse.
No one can say for sure what started the feud between the Turkanas and the Pokots. But this is old-fashioned hatred, the kind that makes the Hatfields and McCoys look like kissing cousins.
We are talking of hundreds of armed people attacking villages, chasing everybody away or killing them, raids which can involve even up to 1,000 men, armed men.
Eris Lothike heads the Oxfam UK office in the city of Lodwar, a sun-fried, dusty snatch of ground in central Turkana. He says the Turkanas and the Pokots are getting better and better at killing each other. The matter is cattle, and camels, and goats and sheep, too. The Turkanas and the Pokots are some of the best livestock raiders around. They raid each other's herds for bragging rights, for wealth, and often for revenge. Their feuding predates the Old West in the United States. It may predate the United States. If you want to learn about cattle rustling, let these folks teach you what you don't know how.
The most dramatic raid I remember was 1973. There was a massive raid where we lost all our cattle. And my father, who had two wives, had his first wife killed.
Nearly every pastoralist has a story like this to tell. And in Turkana, that means nearly 500,000 men, women, and children. The Pokot are fewer in number, but are considered by the Turkana and other ethnic groups here to be highly aggressive cattle rustlers. They live just south of Turkana in the emerald green hills around Turkwell Gorge, a place so stunningly beautiful that to the naked eye, it might resemble Eden. So what have they got to complain about? The Turkanas, of course. Here's Rosalind Hibakuo, a pastoralist and mother of four.
Our problem is that I'm seeing that our counterparts Turkana, they are coming to kill us, even us, looking for food.
It is impossible to grasp what divides the Turkanas and the Pokots simply by looking at them. They are both dark-skinned people of average size with a kind of posture that suggests an invisible stack of books on their heads. The men traditionally wear tartan cloths tied in various ways across their bodies, earrings, and sometimes what can only be described as miniskirts. They have exceptional legs. They also wear hats that resemble the ones Bing Crosby used to wear, tilted just the way Bing used to tilt his. Traditional women shave their heads on the sides and grow little dreadlocks on top. They also wear stacks of colorful beads around their necks, 30, 40, 50 strands. The men never wear that many beads, but when one man has killed another in this part of the world, it is traditional for him to wear a single strand of white.
War. It is a war.
John Achuka is a Turkana elder in the nearby town of Lokchar. Their scouts have told them to prepare for a Pokot raid any time now. Achuka does not take the news lightly. His brother died earlier this month when the Pokots raided their goat herd and reportedly made off with 400 head. Achuka says he does not personally raid the Pokots, but he shakes the hands of the Turkanas who do.
We have two enemies there. The drought and the Pokots. When there is good rain, we are raided. When there's no good weather, we have the drought.
And on Achuka's assessment hangs the tale of an even bigger drama unfolding in this part of Kenya. The climate is changing, and not for the better. Turkana is mostly semi-arid to arid territory. Increasingly, there's more dust than grass. The Pokots are better placed, but even they suffer. Drought and the unpredictability of rain over the years have made paupers of them all.
An emergency is a drought that has deteriorated into famine. There is widespread livestock death. Then people start dying.
Jeffrey Eyenai Kaituko heads the Arid Lands Resource Management Project. His organization sounds the alarm to the rest of Kenya in times of weather emergency here. Listen for the dates he recalls. They're getting more and more frequent.
There was a short one in 84. 1992 was bad. People were even selling their children.
Wait, he's not finished yet.
1999 was another bad one. The pictures were shocking. Most people in this country who come from other parts of Kenya would not believe we were sharing the same country with them.
The area is coming out of yet another drought right now. Rainfall well above normal over the past several months has resulted in unprecedented flooding.
The months that we don't expect the rain, we get rain. The months that we expected rain, we don't get the rain. Like this year, for instance, we're expecting rain in April, but it rained in June.
Asroyov Africano is the chief of Turkwell Village in North Pokot. He says pastoralists need predictable weather to position their animals where they need to be. Lead time is essential. Nearly everyone is traveling on foot.
When there's less rain, this forces us, the Pokots, to go to look for grass. Some people go to Uganda. We go to Turkana. We cannot accept the animals to die.
Custom dictates that pastoralists must ask one another for permission to share water or green space. But sometimes they muscle in where they're not wanted. That's when the spears come out, and the bows and arrows, and the finger knives. Disarmament programs have largely failed. Unrelated conflicts in Sudan, Ethiopia, and Uganda have resulted in the proliferation of small arms and AK-47s. The shepherds are packing heat. They're almost daily raids now, and the dead are left where they have fallen for the wild animals to eat. John Mark Adan is a Turkana who heads a not-for-profit organization that brokers peace between Turkana pastoralists and their neighbors.
The life of a nomadic pastoralist is the hardest, the harshest, and the most ridiculous thing that ever walked on this planet. You have basically no roof over your head. You have no limit to the ground distance you can cover. Tomorrow is not assured because of the insecurity. Sometimes I pity them, but sometimes I think they are more freer than we are.
Livestock is a pastoralist's only source of wealth, but climate change has had morbid effects on the animals here. Drought is believed to have promoted diseases that few understand and even fewer can treat. Mark Wanjala is Lodwar's deputy police commissioner. He's trying to solve the mystery of the 500 dead goats. They were found back in May.
It rained the whole night. The next morning, you find these goats are dead. In fact, I was shocked because I didn't know what happened.
But Jeffrey Kaituko of the Arid Lands Project says the explanation is simple, my dear Mr. Wanjala.
They're so weak. The goats, after a long drought spell, the animals become very weak because they feed on nothing. They're starving. And then it rains and they're left in the open. And now it rains all night. How do you expect a weak goat to survive until morning? It will not.
Nowadays, more and more people are turning to camels. A camel can go 2 weeks without water and give milk for 3 years. But even so, camels do not hold the same allure in this region where song and verse is devoted to the bull. That's Latoriana Long Lomodaka, a Pokot elder who says he's at least 100 years old. He's singing the age-old story in these parts. Boy meets bull, boy loses bull, boy is encouraged to raid the next town and get his bull back again. And here is the whole town of Kainuk, just down the road from their mortal enemies, the Pokots, sitting under the acacia trees and singing the Turkana version of Ole, 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 Ole. The next time you look into the sky, divide it into 8 sections. Meteorologists say that if there's a cloud in 1 of the 8, the weather report is clear. If there are clouds in 5 or more of the 8, it's cloudy. But if there's no cloud in sight and your eyeballs are drying up, that would be a typical day in July in northwestern Kenya. The weather team in Turkana makes these kinds of determinations every hour on the hour and sends them to the meteorological department in Nairobi. Regional climatologist Peter Omeni is expecting La Nina, a weather phenomenon that is the opposite of the torrential rain and flooding often caused by El Nino.
The Turkanas, the Pokots, their coping mechanism, I think, is still very low. And that is why when it is too dry, the best they can do is to struggle or to fight over the little resources.
If climate change has any dividend among nomadic people, it is the same dividend that war has. The kids go to school. Many do so only for the promise of getting a free meal. Again, here is Eris Luthike, whose family lost their herd when he was a child in 1973.
My case is a good example. After we lost all our animals due to raid, all the young people who were there had to go to school because there was no any other thing you'd be doing. And maybe I could have been a shepherd or something like that, a warrior, maybe even a bandit, you know, raiding other communities.
But the young and educated in this part of the world still need livestock to get married. The price of a bride among pastoralists in Kenya includes camels, cows, goats, and sometimes donkeys, too. The men have to acquire these animals somehow. Pokot elder Lotoriana Long Lomodaka can still remember the song young girls would sing encouraging men to raid and then wed. Whether this way of life will exist 50 years from now is anyone's guess. The region is drying out. The herds are shrinking. More and more pastoralists are learning about irrigation, growing gardens, and sending their kids to school. But until the last beast disappears from the horizon, the raids will likely continue. In fact, scouts from the neighboring area of Samburu have spied both Turkana and Pokot rustlers on the prowl. Strikes are expected any day. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Lodwar, Kenya.
There's a lot more about climate change in Africa at our website, maps, slideshows, and videos from public television Wild Chronicles. Just go to npr.org/climate.